Yo, what's good? It's the Dream Team Podcast. Hey, Stacks.
Tim Hill in the building.
Yeah. We believe ain't no dream too big, no dream too small.
For
and
sure.
And we're just here to share our experience.
You want to start it off, bro?
Let's start it off, bro. But how you doing, bro?
I'm chilling, bro. How about you?
You straight, bro. You had any classes?
Yeah, I had psychology today. That joint was it was my first time inside the class, and you know it was.
But the semester started like 2 weeks ago, bro.
All right. All right. So listen. So for the last 2 weeks and all that, we just been virtual. And well, last week we did have class. I went to sleep. I ain't even gonna lie, cause it was like I had like 2 hours of sleep, so I just went to sleep. I ain't even gonna lie.
Type shit.
But, you know what I'm saying, I was in there today, and it was cool. Like, out of all the semesters I had so far at CCP, she's got to be, like, the best professor that I had. But it's because, like, you know, you can tell when somebody really passionate at their craft, and they, you know what I'm saying, that's what they truly want to do. And that's what it's like, and, like, being in her class.
Right. But going off what you were saying, bro, today's topic is going to be about our college experiences and how it's been so far, feel me? So, why don't you Sam, give us a little background. How your fall semester went, bro?
Fall semester? So, I'm not going to lie. Heading into college, especially that summer, it wasn't even summer, I would say, in high school, as a senior.
Wait, bro. Before you go into anything else, can I just ask you a question?
What?
Why did you pick CCP? Why did you come here?
I picked CCP because I was lost. I was lost, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But I know I wanted to go to college. Mm. And talking to the counselor and stuff like that, it was my GPA wasn't the best. Not gonna lie, it wasn't the best.
That's cool.
And she recommended me like CCP, and I was just like, at first I was a little iffy on like going to community college and all that, but it was, you know what I'm saying, it's still in the city, it's like downtown and all that, and it's a whole different, like, you know what I'm saying, scenery. And so I was just like, why not? How about you?
Shit, not gonna lie, same reason, but mainly because of funds, bro. Not gonna lie. Dukes don't got it like that, so we gotta make some sacrifices. But I'm still here, nonetheless. I'm trying to get an education. Feel me? My GPA wasn't the best neither, so feel me. It really was the best choice for me. But not gonna lie, coming into this joint, niggas was like downplaying it and shit. Like I'm thinking of CCP. I'm thinking this shit gonna be high school part two, bro. This shit really got like good facilities, good resources and shit. I never thought they have, bro. Like, niggas think of CCP, Community College of Philadelphia, and I don't know. They really don't think it has much to offer. But just being here for one semester, bro, I'm already seeing the path of possibilities. Feel me? Like, I'm already seeing what I could do. I'm saying this really, from high school to here, it's really been a 180, bro. Like, I'm really on the up and up.
No, I feel you 100%. And like, you know what I'm saying, I guess heading into like me being a senior and all that, I was really distant. That's when, I ain't gonna lie, it's true what they be saying. Like last year, like you really see who really is your true friends.
No bullshit.
And people really show their true colors for them. And I was cool with a whole bunch of people. Like, I was an athlete, you know what I'm saying, playing football for Northeast and all that. So I knew everybody. You know what I'm saying, the football players, basketball players, just everybody. You know what I'm saying? But I was socializing with everybody. And then my senior year, I distanced myself from everybody else. And it was just a lot of weird energy. And then I was just really trying to focus on me for real. Then heading into that summer, I had a lot going on, dealing with depression, anxiety, just me trying to get my life together and my goals straight, because you know what I'm saying, I had a whole bunch of stuff going on. saying me getting out of a toxic relationship and all that. So I was just, I was really trying to focus on me. I was focusing on myself and, you know what I'm saying, my goals. So I started planning out what I was gonna do and my college goals and all that. And I wasn't even in college. So I made a few of my goals was to, obviously, my academic goals, those came first. And then second was making sure I made friends.
Right.
That was heavy. And I wanted to, I ain't want to be that type person that, I wanted to be included on campus. I wanted to have friends.
Actually have an experience.
Yeah, like I wanted a good experience. I swear, I see a lot of people's like college experiences or whatever, and they just like, oh, I had a bad experience. And it's a lot of the times they ain't really do nothing. You ain't get engaged in your, like, you know what I'm saying, on campus.
Now, it's cool to hit the books and shit, but like, it's people here, engage with them, network, feel me? There's a lot more you could do than just hit the books. Mind you, that's the number one thing, but I mean, venture out, explore. College really the, like, not, I'm not gonna say peak time, but like, you're gonna meet a lot of people in your life that's gonna be in your future right here, probably in a desk next to you, bro.
No, facts though. No, you talking facts for real. And then back to what I was saying and all that. Once I'm saying after like academic goals and all that, me coming out, I wanted to make friends, blah blah blah, and then so I already knew what I was like, my expectation was when I got into college.
Yeah.
And then actually starting off that fall semester year and all that, like, you know what I'm saying, last semester and all that, it was cool. It went, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't expect it to go like that. I made so much friends, I met so much new people. People, these are just cool people in general. Yeah, you meet some, actually, I don't think I met nobody crazy, like, just like bad though, like bad, just pure bad vibes. Everybody was a vibe for real, and I really messed with them. I made a whole, like, you know what I'm saying, got my whole little friend for group, sure, and all that. I met you and all that, and like, I ain't gonna lie, like, at first, I don't know, because when I first seen you and all that, it was kind of, oh man,
it was a weird situation, bro.
Super weird situation. So I thought she was like one of those, like, I guess my first impression on you was like, I guess, a class clown. But I thought she was like,
no,
I thought she was like one of those like that didn't know when to chill, because the whole story was it was some a special needs type of individual, right? And he was asking, I think he was asking advice how to get girls or whatever, something like that.
He
right?
came to the right bull.
No, he didn't. Like, you was saying, you,
bro, it was a white John, bro. But that's an easy take, bro.
No, he was saying him.
But he's like 6'4", bro. I set the oop right there for him. All he had to do was slam it down, bro. He ain't take my advice, bro.
You,
I ain't set him up, bro.
I don't want to say. Peep
game and lock in, bro.
But anyways, though, I thought she was a little like, you know what I'm saying, I thought she was a class clown and all that. You know what I'm saying, just, you know what I'm saying, bad vibes. But you seem cool, and then me being around you and all that, you know what I'm saying, we eventually got cool as shit and all that, you know. And then I specifically our friend group and all that is just, I feel like that's one of the things that I really love about CCP is our friend group and just being the people that we met over there. Because I ain't gonna lie, y'all really do make me feel comfortable on campus, and it's always something going on. It better be drama, whatever, but it's always funny and entertainment. I ain't gonna lie.
My fault, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You cool, bro.
I was just gonna ask, like, let me ask you this. How you manage to make friends and like build a social circle, I say.
Before, I would probably say in like high school and all that, I was really antisocial. I'm not a social type of person. I'm an introvert. It was kind of low key hard. It was hard to make friends, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, people, I feel like how I really made so much friends was like, when I came to CCP and all that, I had people who I already knew.
Yeah.
Some of these people I worked with. We used to work at Shabrae together. So
shout out to God.
Yeah. So we was working at Shabrae for like a year, I think at the time, and you know what I'm saying, we started going to school together. And they introduced me to their friends, and then I was low-key just going up to random people and like, I'm saying, around campus. The first 2 weeks, I'm not gonna lie, I was drunk.
But the first 2 weeks, bro, I was wilding, bro.
I was drunk. It was just like, yeah, I wanted to, I'm saying, obviously, meet some girls.
Not gonna lie, yeah. I was sniping at anything walking, bro. I was just trying. It was just a test run, bro.
Yeah, but I don't blame you. And then,
it was some hot shit on campus, bro. It still is.
Then what else? It's just me and like just actually I generally had conversations with people, just trying to, like, I'm saying, seeing what's up with you, blah blah blah, this and that. Then the big part was I got involved in campus. I joined CME, you know what I'm saying, which is, you know what I'm saying, a great program at the college. An amazing program at the college. They'll give you a success coach. I'm saying, shout out Isaiah.
Shout out Mr. Isaiah. Yeah. My old head.
he's one of those old heads that, you know what I'm saying, he's really hard on you, but you know, if you don't take it personally, you realize that he's really just trying to set you up to win. For that's all it is.
No bullshit.
And I feel like a lot of people take that the wrong way because, you know what I'm saying, they see how, I guess, I understand how sometimes he could come off as rude, but that's only if you're good in class, you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, he's not ever going to really bash you. He's going to joke with you. He's going to be like your best friend for real. You know what I'm saying? It's just if you're not on top of your game, he's gonna tell it to you straightforward. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna tell you to get your shit together, literally.
No bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people really can't take criticism and all that. But I was never like that. I always had my stuff together, and we never had no problems. You know. But yeah,
bro,
he was
on Muhammad ass, bro. But he the type of over here to call you by your last name, bro, like a military.
No. He did. I remember.
He'd be like Mr. Barry.
Yo, I walked in. He said, "Mister, you gonna say my last name out loud?" I'm like, "Yo, what's wrong with this guy? Like, what's up with him?"
Nah, he get to business, bro.
No, he be drawing. I'm not gonna lie, he be drawing. But yeah, CME, that's an amazing program, and it really do help you become not just a better man. You know what I'm saying? It's just a better man, yeah, better person.
I fuck with all my old head, all my support coaches. It really, I'm not gonna lie. It's certain people, like, you know, like you could just feel the vibes, how you interact with them, how they gonna move. After you meet them, bro, and like after I meet with my support coaches, I could genuinely feel the support and love. Like they actually want us to do good, bro. So it's really shout out them, bro. I fuck with every one of them.
Yeah. No, for sure though. And then me being in Cato as well, they also give you a success coach. So they're giving you all the tools to succeed at this college. Everything. They give all the tools is here to win. It's not a bad college. And you was talking about this earlier. You was just like, a lot of people downplay CCP and say all these things about it, but it's really a good college. It's really an amazing college. They give you all the tools to succeed and become, you know what I'm saying, if you want to become a doctor or whatever you want to be,
you can really start here, bro. Like,
start here.
There's no shame in coming here, bro.
Exactly.
I was embarrassed to say I go to CCP, bro, just because of the negative stigma like people portray it to be, bro. Like, niggas call this shit the 13th grade, bro. You believe that? That's kind of crazy.
A little bit. A little bit, because you got some
you got
special people, yeah, I would say.
We not going to speak on that.
But, nah, it's definitely, you definitely getting a college experience. It's not like, it's, I, okay, I guess, I guess it's not like university. I never been in a university, so I wouldn't know.
Right.
So, but I know, but what I do know is they're helping me become, they're helping me with my goals to become whatever, what I want to be. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
So, like, what kind of extracurricular activities you be getting into, bro? I say this is one right here, bro.
For sure,
I'm already fucking with this, bro.
For sure. It's definitely, I ain't want to, doing it, like, a little test run or whatever, it was, I had a lot of fun doing it. It genuinely did make me happy. Mm-hmm. And I know doing this, I can make a difference. I can help people out. And I want people, I want you to listen, right? I want people to listen to our podcast, right? Yeah, you're going to laugh. You're going, you know what I'm saying? But we're also going to talk about serious stuff. And the information that we're talking about, I wanted to help you and to help people grow for real. I want you to at least learn one thing. It don't matter what the episode is on.
No bullshit.
There's always something new to learn.
Real shit. Come chill. Come vibe with the dream team, man. You hear it. The dream team, for real. But nah.
How about you? You ain't really talk about your, like, yeah.
My extracurricular activities and shit. Bro, you know I be hooping, bro. But not gonna lie, I was a football player, bro. So I play like a football player, but I be, bro. Why you looking at me like that, bro?
Bro, I heard on the street, bro. They talking about you not so, you don't look so good on the court.
Yo, why you trying to play me, bro?
No, I don't know.
But they be teeing me, bro. My teammates is ass, bro. I'm trying to tell you, like, I'm really like LeBron James with, like, the African gene, bro. Like, but I'm really him on the court, bro. It's not delusion, bro.
No, you're delusional.
We need to get you on the court.
We get me on the court. I know my place. I've always played football, and that's how it's always going to be.
But I'm just a multi-sport athlete like LeBron James, bro. Oh, no glaze. Like, no. But I'm for real, bro. Bro, I'm really hot when it comes to this ball shit, bro. I really could have made the team, bro. I took it too far, but still.
If you was good enough, you would have been on the ball team, bro.
True.
I thought, though, man, you know what I'm saying? Maybe in your past life, you was good at ball.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm an African boy, so I was probably good at soccer.
All right, next topic.
Bro, so how you balance work, schoolwork, and, like, the social shit, bro? Like, your friends, like, going out, like, how you time manage your shit, bro?
Time management is a big thing. I feel like it's like top three most important thing in college as a college student. I feel like if you want to succeed in college, you need to have good time management, because people heading into college, they warned me about how you can get lost.
No bullshit. There be some crash outs, bro.
There's a lot of stuff be going on. And me, I'm a teacher at a daycare center, and I like what I do. I got no shame about it.
Wait, you say you're a teacher, bro?
Yeah, I'm a teacher at a daycare center.
Go into that a little bit first, bro.
So when I was a young boy and all that, I used to go to this daycare center my mom got me into, and we always stayed cool. And then seeing the owner, he came. I was working at Shopper at the time. He came in, and he was just like, "Oh, hey, damn you,
bro," because he ain't seen you in like so long, right?
Yeah, he was like, "Damn, you working here?" But Shabari was really a horrible. That's a whole episode itself. But you know what I'm saying? It was really I was in the happiest over there, and he was just like, "I got an opportunity for you. You can work for me and work at the daycare center." And I was just like, "All right, cool." And then I started working there like over the summer, like in June, and all that. And that itself, at first, it was a little iffy being around, like, I guess, kids. You know what I'm saying? Children. But I was low-key I'm not social at all. I'm an introvert, right? And it was something that was new to me. But I grew to like it. I started liking it around July. Because I'm not gonna lie, kids, for real, they just... It's like, you just... They're kids. Like, they're not, like... I feel like my thing was, I guess I was so caught up in my head. I feel like I had to act a certain way, blah, 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 this and that. No, I'm just joking with them. You know what I'm saying? We playing, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I'm saying? There's times where I do have to, you know what I'm saying, let them know that I'm an adult. I'm saying you're a child, you know what I'm saying? And, but besides that, they're kids.
Bro, I don't know, bro. I can't imagine you being good with kids, bro.
No. No, they be coming up to me, hugging me and all that. Be like, Mr. Emilio, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Emilio. I'm saying my first name and all that. So, you know what I'm saying? They be like, Mr. Emilio, what's up? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I'm saying they be cool. Like, they be chilling.
Nah, they be biting your ankles and shit, bro.
Nah. They be cooling, though. Like, I generally like what I'm doing and all that. I made me think about becoming like a working in like the education system, actually, and becoming like, I wanted a low key. I was thinking about becoming a principal, actually.
Oh, word. Actually, so like, a principal. The skills you learned at that job, being at a daycare center and all that, you think it helped, like, the skills you learned from there, you think it helped correlate to what you're doing here at a college?
Yeah.
Like maybe patience and all that.
One thing with kids, you have to be patient because I feel like you have to treat some kids differently from others. Some kids, let's say you're dealing with one child, right? You can't, depending on that child, you can't be as strict with them because they may, you know what I'm saying, start to cry. You may have to be a little gentle. I'm saying some kids can take, you know what I'm saying, you might have to yell, whatever. I don't personally yell, I just raise my voice. Sam, but it's really taught me to really be patient. Just, it's made me a better person. It's made me a lot more softer. And one important thing that I do take from it is it teaches me how I treat these kids how I would treat my own. And I feel like it's made me a better, like, if I were to have a child, I would know how to treat my own child. Because growing up in, like, a Caribbean household, they don't really show a lot of affection. I grew up not really receiving a lot of hugs or kisses from my mom and my dad, blah, blah, blah. So I ain't received, you know what I'm saying, not a lot of affection. But I knew I didn't want to raise my kids that way. I want to give my son hugs, I'm saying, being around, you know what I'm saying, not be afraid to show.
Ew, bro. Huh? Real stand-up nigga.
But, yeah, I wanted to show, like, you know what I'm saying, affection and all that. Because I guess growing up in the Caribbean households, they think that a man is supposed to be just big and strong 24/7 and not feel anything. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Reality is, I'm still human. I'm going to feel emotions regardless. I still get mad, upset, sad, all that. It don't matter.
Real shit. But since you've been here at CCP, you feel like it's been like any events or like anything that happened to you that like challenged you to grow? Like, you learned a little bit from that, like, oh, yeah, I know I'm not going to do this shit again. Feel me? Like, has it been anything like that?
I would probably say, first thing, academically, that's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to get substantial, like, you know what I'm saying, keep up a good GPA. Mm-hmm. So I can, when I'm ready, I can, you know what I'm saying, transfer to university. Last semester, I did get a little lazy towards the end. And I started really showing up to class, blah, 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 this and that. I got a little lazy. I feel like, yeah, I can't. It started to become a habit.
Yeah.
And with habits and stuff, it started to become a bad habit. And bad habits are hard to break. But once I caught on, I got myself together and, because I'm really aware of myself. I'm aware of what first of all, I'm emotionally aware. I'm aware of my surroundings, I'm aware of everything. So I made sure to get myself back on track. And some people don't have that. Some people are not like me. They would have just, I'm saying, kept doing what they was doing. Another thing, like, I guess focusing on the wrong things, like, I guess, you know, girls and females, because that's something that they talk about before you even going to college. Oh, you're going to have a blast with the girls, blah, 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 this and that. Yeah, a lot of them are, like, you know what I'm saying, I guess, on that time, whatever you, whatever, but it's really not a focus. I don't feel like that's something that you should even be focusing on. Mm-hmm. You're in school to get an education and to pursue your career. That can wait later on in life. I'm not gonna lie. And I feel like people focus on that way too much.
You sound just like my pop, bro. But now you right, bro. Niggas, bro. There's niggas who come to school just to sit it, bro. I done seen niggas sit and chill the whole day, not even go attend one class. But I'm like, bro, what is you doing? Like, you here for a reason, bro. But I can say an experience I had that helped me to grow, like, just helped me become a better college student is keep it to be my whole fall semester, bro. Not gonna lie, because coming out of high school, like you said, like, I was always the class clown type shit. Like, niggas knew I was smart. Like, I was a smart kid. Like, everybody knew. But I just do the most, bro. I be drunk. Like, I wouldn't go to class. I'm talking back in high school, bro. Like, shit was bad, bro. But I managed to get through that. I managed to graduate. And I'm here. And my first mentality, my mentality coming into CCP was, all right, whatever was in high school was in high school, bro. You're not bringing that shit here. And I was doing good, bro. I was attending classes, bro. Feel me? I was doing the work. Like, I was actually committed, bro. But like you said, towards the end, bro, I started slipping up, bro. I started regressing back to my high school self. Feel me? I wouldn't say I missed too many classes. I probably missed like 5 classes. But it was crucial only because it was toward the end of the semester. And you know, that's exam week and all that. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing bad on my statistics final. And I was like, dying. I ended up having to retake the class, bro. So it was just, like you said, bro, you here for a reason. You got to put academics first, bro. No matter what you do, no matter where you at, feel me? Everything comes full circle. So the energy you put in is the result you're going to come out with, feel me? At the end of the day, I put in a lackluster energy toward the end of the semester, and I got a lackluster grade, and that's on me. And that's my fault. I have to man up, feel me? Move on. And when the semester came, I was on my shit 4 weeks. It was a 4-week semester, right? Mm-hmm. 4-week semester, philosophy and CIS. I got both A's, feel me? I turned up. So I'm just keeping the same energy from winter semester in the spring semester, and I'm gonna keep going, bro. I ain't stopping.
No, facts, though. I'm proud of you, though. I ain't gonna lie.
For sure.
Because a lot of people, some people, if they had, like, I guess they failed that class, right? Some people would have just gave up right there. Mm. I'm saying. But you using that as motivation, you know, like, you got your shit together, and you, since saying, you turned up and all that, so.
Real shit. But like, as far as being a college student, you know, mental health is a big thing in this age, in this digital age. So like, how you think you be coping with that, like your mental health and stuff?
As a person that, you know what I'm saying, suffers from depression and all that, you know what I'm saying, it could be hard at times. So like, really just stay, like, I guess, positive.
Yeah.
Because you just, you know what I'm saying, I'm a real, me, I was one of those people, I was really the class clown, right? You know what I'm saying? I used to draw in school, used to draw, get in trouble, used to get my house called every single day.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? I was the class clown, but I was really going through shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like most people who are class clowns are really going through shit. I used to look forward to coming to school to cause problems.
Cause trouble, yo, that's
But if I wasn't, yeah, I was doing that because I was really going through shit. I wasn't the happiest. Saying my home, my listen, situation at home and all that. I try to use it as a gateway to not, like, I'm saying, think about it. And you know what I'm saying, it goes back to what I was saying though, and all that, like, it'd be hard to stay positive sometimes, and then especially like I went down like a dark hole, like over like it went to break. I'm saying, falling back into my depression.
But what happened to win the break, bro?
Like, it was just, I guess I was really, I lost myself. Like, I lost myself. I feel like I wasn't doing enough. And all that. And I just didn't, because I had goals. I had a lot of goals. I had a lot of stuff planned for me, right? And I didn't feel like I was doing the, like, I don't even feel like I was doing the bare minimum, right? And I guess I'm a type, I've grown to be, I guess, a lot. I'll hold myself accountable, right? And I'm hard on myself. So I guess I was, you know, I was bashing myself over it. And, you know, but it's like, I have depression and all that. So I'm super sad. Like, I didn't want to get out of bed. I wasn't eating and none of that. Like, yo, it's bad when you know that shit bad when, yeah, I love to eat, bro. That's all I do. You know it's bad when I can't eat. I'm saying my mom asking me, oh, are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, I gotta lie. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm straight. Blah, blah, blah. You probably asking, probably like, you probably understand though, because when Caribbean parents ask you, oh, are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. You gotta just say, yeah, because they don't believe in depression. They don't believe in mental health. They just believe it's just, oh, you know, no, that's not true. Oh, just go to sleep. Eat some food. You'll be straight.
Go to sleep is crazy.
But no, that's really truth. And it's not even just Caribbean parents. I feel like it's black parents. They don't really believe in mental health. It's a big issue. And having people I know, like, you know what I'm saying, commit suicide and all that. And me, I'm on the verge, you know what I'm saying, on that type of time and all that. And all that, I take it super serious. And it's true. It's real. You know what I'm saying? It's real. So as many jokes, yeah, you can make so many jokes and all that, but you know what I'm saying?
It's really a darkness out there, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's we gotta really focus on that for all.
Well, not gonna lie, before you say anything else, bro, I just want you to know, bro, I'm proud of you for being here, bro. For me, it's niggas who could never even dream of making it to how far we come, bro. For me, it's niggas out there making the worst possible decision. And we in here trying to better ourselves, bro. So I really don't want you to think like that. Feel me? You here?
No, thanks, bro. I appreciate it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate it. But you know what I'm saying? That goes back to when I was in my dark little place. I ain't gonna lie. That was when I was really alone for real. It's like, I ain't have nobody to go to. Didn't have no one to really talk to, really. I kind of did, but I'm a type of person where I'm very independent. I feel like I can handle shit by myself. And being raised in a household where I can't even come to my own parents about my own mental illnesses and all that, it made me very independent. It made me, I guess, it shaped me to be a person who, like, if I come across a problem, I'm going to try to figure out by myself and not have nobody help me out.
Right.
And I shouldn't have to feel like, feel uncomfortable asking somebody to help, for help, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But during that time and all that, I ain't ask nobody for help. But one thing I can say that's my biggest strength is I always get my shit back. I always get myself back together. I always keep moving forward. So once I got myself back together, you know what I'm saying? I just telling myself that I'm gonna be straight and I'm gonna get to where I wanna be at and all that. You know what I'm saying? I got myself back on my feet. You know what I'm saying? The goals that I set for myself, I just had a, you know what I'm saying, plan. You know what I'm saying? I started planning, you know what I'm saying, I started heading the gym and all that, something that generally made me happy, and I wanted, you know what I'm saying, have body goals and all that. So I started doing that, you know what I'm saying, started planning out how I'm going to do my spring semester to make sure I succeed and all that. And another thing was, I was also thinking about, you know what I'm saying, podcasting and all that and becoming a content creator and all that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's it, bro.
For real nigga.
How about you, though?
Me? Not gonna lie. School? I can handle school, bro. It's when I go back home. It's just all this strain put on me, my parents, bro. Not gonna lie. Living in in an African household, bro. And mind you, I had five little sisters with my, you know, I'ma basically say that, like, they all looking up to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm the oldest child and I'm the only boy, so it's like at some point my dad don't consider himself the man of the house no more. He consider me the man of the house. So I make the slightest mistake, bro. It's just my ass, bro. And that shit could be stressful. Feel me? So that's what, like, I'm not sure about other niggas, but I like coming to school, bro. I'm not gonna say I don't like going home, but it's like, it's a lot of strain put on me, bro. Every time I be a minute late, bro. Why you not at home? Feel me? You know you got your sisters here. And I know I didn't ask for it, but at the same time, it's my problem, it's my responsibility. So it's shit I gotta handle. Feel me? That's when we talk about, we bring it back to that balance conversation. You just, essentially, you got balance and you gotta learn how to maneuver, bro. Feel me?
Nah, for real though, for real. It's just like I ain't gonna lie, we living the same life for real. Like,
trying to tell you.
Our parents really put so much stress on us for real, and they don't realize how it can really affect our mental health
at all.
And making us, you know what I'm saying, just not. They don't realize it, so I don't ever take it personal. But that's why it's so good to have, you know what I'm saying, to be emotionally aware, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a big part. Understanding what are you feeling. Okay, I'm mad. Okay, why am I mad? Okay, what's something I can do to really make me feel better? And this and that. A lot of people, even friends and all that, they're not emotionally aware. A lot of people don't know how to manage their own emotions. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, you wonder why the hothead or whatever, he get mad and blah, 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 he just crash out or whatever. It's because he don't know how to manage his own emotions. I'm a person where I used to have anger issues until I got emotionally aware. You know what I'm saying? I found out what was causing me to, I understood what was making me mad. Mm-hmm. And now I'm cool. I'm saying a lot of people, they'll say, oh, damn, Tim Mill, you look nonchalant. You like, you don't even care. That was one of the first things you said to me, right?
He was
like,
yeah. You was a chill ass nigga, bro. I ain't think you wanted to fuck with me, bro.
No, that's what a lot of people say, and they say I'm quiet too. But whole time I'm really at peace. That's one thing. I'm at peace. I'm at peace with myself, and I'm happy with who I am.
Real nigga shit. It's crazy, cause what was I about to say? Chill off me, bro. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, bro, our parents aren't really emotionally aware too, bro. I feel like they just think they right, bro. They don't have, everything they say is fact for me. And I guess coming from an old head point of view, you might think, oh, I got double digit years experience on you, for me. But it's always some shit you can learn, bro.
No, facts. I ain't gonna lie. Because when I was younger, I was mainly living with my moms and all that. My mom, she's a whole episode for her. Like, that lady's wild. But I got to realize recently, after dealing with my mom for so long, my mom to show up at my school drawing, and then she showed up at my job drawing, like, my, you know what I'm saying, me at, I was, you know what I'm saying,
at
teaching,
the job, bro?
Yes, teaching and all that, you know what I'm saying, she showed up, made a whole scene, and my boss, he told me, oh, your mom was here, blah, 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 this and that, and they was just like, yeah, she seems like she's very overbearing and obsessive and very controlling over you. That's what I'm like, huh? I was like, that's the first time I ever heard somebody say that. You know what I'm saying? And then once I sat back and really started thinking, I was just like, damn, I think she is.
Because you're just so used to it.
I was so used to it for so long. And then there was just like, you gotta talk to her, you know what I'm saying? Set boundaries and all that. Because my mom, you know what I'm saying, me getting a car, how you gonna tell me, I got a car, but I have to be inside the house at 8 p.m. How does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, I tell you that I'm out with my friends, right? I tell you I'm out with my friends, and I tell you that I'm gonna be at home late. But you're you're blowing my phone up at 7 p.m. So it was really confusing. I was just like, why? What's the point of doing this? I had a conversation with her, and this conversation made me realize that she's human. I'm saying she's doing what she thinks is the best thing for me. I'm saying so. I sat down with her. I had a whole conversation. At first,
I was just gonna say, not gonna lie. Once you peeped that, like, they just want the best for you, bro. It calms the flame in me a little bit. I just got to remind me they just want the best for me.
No, for sure. I'm saying, like, sitting down with her and all that. And at first, it was like talking to a brick wall. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I got through to her, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, Mom, I'm not gonna be one of those people and be like, I'm a grown ass man, blah blah blah. I feel like I'm developing to become a young man.
Right.
I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not paying my own bills. You know, But I told her that I'm becoming a young man in this world. And I don't need you to, you know what I'm saying, be on my back and stuff about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because I'm still trying to grow and to become the man that I want to be. And I don't want somebody who's overbearing over me. You know what I'm saying? I can't function like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody constantly over me, oh, you got to be home right now. Because me, I've always been the type where I just won't listen to it. I won't listen. And I feel like me and my mom have had so many issues because I just didn't listen. Like, I just stopped caring. You know what I'm saying? You said to be at home at this certain time. I'm not coming. You know what I'm saying? I've always been like that. We had so many problems because of that. You know, and you know what I'm saying? I continued to speak to her, I was talking to her about it, and she came to understand. And I'm just like, what's really going on for real? Like, what's truly going on with you? Why are you on my back about, you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's something else going on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm able to really read somebody's body language, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I asked her that, and she was just like, because my sister, before even heading in to talk to her, she was just like, oh, she having problems with, I stopped our stepdad and all that. I was just like, I asked her about that, and then she started crying and all that. They had some stuff going on. So I was just like, oh, okay, that's why she was, I feel like she was trying to take it out on me, and she had a lot of stuff going on herself. And my mom breaking down in front of me, first time, you know what I'm saying, she broke down, like, you know what I'm saying? I comforted my mom. I was just like, Mom, it's cool, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's just like, maybe that whole experience right there, whole moment, it made me really see that my mom's really a human being, for real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And obviously, I be drawing sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. I be drawing.
Sometimes. You all do, bro.
Yeah, I be drawing. But, you know what I'm saying? She's really a human being, and she just wants the best for me. You know what I'm saying? She loving me the best to her ability. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie. I was just gonna say, parents be having their own little mental problems too, bro. Like, they be suffering some shit. They be trying to hide from their kids, but that's a topic for another. That's a story for another day.
No, man. For sure.
But bringing it back to college experience, bro. You think the school in any way can help you with what you're going through, like? Mainly pertaining to CCP, like, you think there's any resources here you can reach out to, like, tell them what's going on, or, like, they're not approachable? What you think?
I feel like me now, after being in that dark hole I was in, I could have reached out to people on CCP. You know what I mean? From CCP. Mm-hmm. The programs like CME, we also have camp, like, counselors on campus.
Zoom call too.
Phone calls and all that. Even some of our friends we could speak with. You know what I'm saying? They might not be the best people to go to, but
you know, you can always come to me though, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then we got Suave. I know we could always talk to him about anything.
The dream himself.
So, you know what I'm saying? At CCP and all that, CCP, you got all the resources here. You just have to really speak up and go find it. I'm saying, shit. But me personally, the only reason why I didn't was because I feel like I'm really
closed off.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I like fixing my own problems by myself, yeah. And I feel like that's a flaw. Angle like it is, because I feel like I gotta, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I feel like the whole world against me, and I'm just by myself, for real. You know what I'm saying? I have to, you know what I'm saying, fix it by just me alone. But it's really not like that, for real. I have people that really want to see me win, for real. Mm. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's, yeah, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. But I know now, I'll for sure take a different approach, and, you know, I'm doing way better now, gave me a whole therapist and all that, so I'm making sure
that's
I'm
good,
straight.
Bro, that's good. Yeah.
Shit. A lot of people, even the whole perception around, like, therapists and
all that. A lot of niggas won't even admit they got problems, bro.
Exactly. They wouldn't even, you tell somebody to get a therapist, oh, I'm not crazy. I'm just like, bro, you don't have to be crazy to get a therapist. You're just, that person's there to help you. You know what I'm saying? If you need somebody to talk to, that's what your therapist is about. That's what it's for.
Real shit.
I'm saying, so it's just like, it's nothing wrong with that at all.
Niggas don't know no better though, so it's like.
And but it's, you know, I feel like when it comes to mental health, in the black community, it's really not taken serious. It's really not. It's almost seen as a joke, and it really doesn't. A lot of people don't really take it serious for them, but it's truly a problem that you see day to day. You know what I'm saying? You see it every day. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You're wondering why this person is acting a certain type of way. But you know what I'm saying, it's because, you know what I'm saying, they have issues, but they don't know how to ask for help. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to ask for help. So it's just going to keep repeating it for them. And it's sad. It's sad for them. But it's just life, for real.
Right. Bringing it back to college achievements, though. How'd you handle the financial situation, like paying for college and shit, bro?
I was blessed enough to I was blessed enough to be in the Cato
scholarship.
Yeah, that whole, you know what I'm saying, that whole thing is amazing. It's an amazing opportunity at CCP, mm-hmm. for people who don't really have it like that. It's a great opportunity to just take. They give you $275 each month.
You basically getting paid to come to college, bro.
Exactly. $275 each month. They give you success coaches you could talk to about anything, and it will guide you. Blah blah blah. You have tutors. They're giving you everything, for literally everything. And I'm saying, it's just
not a lot. Before I even deep dive into the, like, how I paid for college, can I just go into the Cato, like the Cato program, bro? Cause them niggas, they really I said yeah, them niggas
it's
but
cool,
nah,
man.
they really helped me, bro. Like, alright, so first time I went to a meeting with one of the coaches, bro. Her name, Miss Rooney, for me. She got my heart. She really helped me, bro. So I meet with her the first time. I tell her, blase, blase, I ain't meet my goals for this semester, and I just need help moving forward. Well, she just went out of her way. Like, she did the most for me, bro. Like, I wasn't expecting her to go to lengths like that, bro. And it's just like, damn. I'm really my success is like valued here, bro. Feel me? I don't know. It's just I fuck with what they got going here at CCP.
No, for sure. These people here, they want you to succeed. It's really, I feel like on campus, the staff, even down to the security guards, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody wants you to win. I'm saying, nobody's really against you, for all. The only person that could be against you is you, for all. I'm saying, mm-hmm. And it's just like everybody on campus really doing their own thing. But you know I'm saying, it's just like, bro, you just take the opportunity, just take advantage of your, you know what I'm saying, like the resources here, because it's only here for you to just get to where you need to be at. You know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
So So yeah, I mean,
they got financial advisors too, bro.
Yeah, we got, they got everything.
You got everything. You think of it, you got it, bro.
Is there any specific goals you set for yourself, or successfully, or have you achieved them yet?
Goals I set for myself, bro.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get into the nursing program. I ain't achieved that yet. Feel me? I'm gonna sign up next year, cause I ain't know you had to apply to get into the nursing program, but I'm gonna definitely apply next year. Feel me? I'm gonna get in. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, and I'm gonna graduate from here with an associate science degree in nursing, bro. That's the main goal, feel me? Right now, short-term goals, bro, I'm trying to get my GPA to a 3.5, bro. That's my goal right now for spring semester. Hell yeah, because I was already in a slump fall semester, feel me? I'm just trying to come back stronger, bro.
Nah, I believe you, bro. I know you could do it, though. You know what I'm saying? Just stay locked in and just, you know, don't forget the reason of why you're here.
Why we here, facts.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up on campus or drama or the girls or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You wildin'.
But I guess for me, it's probably the goal is the, I haven't really decided yet. I don't know if I want to transfer next year. I'm not sure yet, or I want to stay the entire 3 years. I'm not sure, but it's either or. But I know I want to do something in the tech field, because that's where the money's at.
Real shit.
But you know what I'm saying, I also want to do content creating and stuff. But I'm more leaning towards the content creating, like, because I feel like I'd be a lot more happier doing that. I ain't gonna lie. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like somebody told me, just do whatever makes you happy, you know, like, and it's just like, I ain't gonna lie, I gotta do some shit that I genuinely feel happy and look forward to doing every day.
Yeah.
Some people,
that's what I was just about to ask you, bro.
Some people they come into work every day and they're miserable, you know what I'm saying, mad and all that. I never wanted to be that type of person. And us growing up, being raised, we see our parents, you know what I'm saying, going to work. They don't want to do it. They don't want to. They don't want to do that.
But they got to.
But they have to. And they always put food on the table every single day. They keep a roof over our heads and all that, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, so that right there is motivation for us to succeed and all that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I'm saying, pursue our career, and you know what I'm saying, and be, you know what I'm saying, financially stable, so where once we're stable enough, we can take care of them and be like, nah, man, I got you, blah, blah, right. Blah. You know what I'm saying? This and that. So but also,
I was going to say, so let me ask you this then. You being in the tech field, you say you're in it for the cheese, but do you actually fuck with it? Like,
I feel like it's an interest. It's most definitely an interest to me. And the money makes it a lot more, like, I guess, like,
appealing.
Yeah, a lot, like, yeah. But I was saying, I don't know. I honestly don't know if it really make me happy. But I know money does bring a certain level of happiness into my life. Yeah. And it's like, bro, I want a Hellcat, bro. I want a Hellcat. Like, and I want a big house. So it's like, yeah, but I feel like, I genuinely feel like, I don't know. I want to do content creating, though. I feel like that's where I'm going to be more happy doing. Right. And stuff like that. And I feel like, I don't know, I started thinking about it like this. I know I'm funny. I know I have all the tools to be, like, be a good influencer in general. So I feel like I just focus on my craft, and eventually I'll get there.
No,
I just got to trust the process, bro. And doing things like this, you know what I'm saying, doing this podcast with you, it'll get me out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that just ties, that's why I gotta say thank you again to Suave for even giving us the tools to, you know what I'm saying, bullshit. Be successful.
Shout out the dream, man. Don't sleep on it neither. You know what I mean? But what college advice you got for incoming students?
I got a whole list. Hold on. I guess I would say, first of all, don't get caught up on campus. There's a lot going on campus.
Trying to tell you.
I'm saying, not saying to be scared and stuff. But get involved. Get involved on campus. Most definitely join a club or two. Step out your comfort zone. That's the biggest part. Mm-hmm. Stepping out your comfort zone. Do something new. If you have something, you got interest or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and go for it. You know what I'm saying? This is a time where you should be trying new things and seeing what works for you. I'm saying, making friends, you know what I'm saying, somebody in your class or whatever, start talking to them, blah, 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 talking about the Eagles and how sorry they is, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, like, talk about stuff like that. That's how you build relationships. You really, another thing, network, you know what I'm saying, network, meet a lot of people, network, that's meet a whole bunch thing. Of people, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, because let's say you meet somebody right in college, y'all cool, whatever, 5 years pass, right, and you're trying to get a job now, right, your dream job, right, and that person that's giving you interviews, that person you knew in college, you know what I'm saying, but you already established a good relationship with them, right, now you're getting your dream job, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. all because you made a relationship with mm-hmm. that person. So networking is definitely a big thing, you know what I'm saying. Then I would say also staying, don't let this college just stress you. There's especially, like,
don't get lost in the sauce.
Don't. It's nothing to stress about. If you have, that's this time management, that's another thing. Time management should honestly be number one on that list. If you have good time management, you know when you're studying, blah, blah. You have a schedule on when you should study. You're going to be fine. You're going to be 100% fine. If you're studying, you can't understand the information, you get a tutor. You can go to, you can go, you make sure you communicate that to the college, or at least speaking for CCP, they have tutors all the time, and like online, in person, all that. You just get a tutor and you'll be fine. After time management, I would probably say, you know what I'm saying, just last thing, just have fun for all. Because we're in college, you know what I'm saying? Don't be that person, oh, I'm not going to talk to nobody. I'm just coming here and then going right home.
Yeah.
No, talk to some people. Make some friends. Like, have fun. I met somebody and she was just so, she ain't never... Like, she ain't never even explored the building, like, buildings here, just in general. Like, she go right to class and go right home. She ain't even eat at the food trucks.
Oh, or
nah, like, come on now. You gotta at least explore, at least, like, I'm saying, get into some shit. But her whole mindset was, oh, I'm at community college, blah, blah, blah. She looks at the college like it's, like, a bad place to be at. Like, it's really not.
That's how most niggas see the college.
It's really not. It's an amazing place to be at, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. It's amazing. I'm saying, but it is what it is. I mean, you got anything else you would add?
Well, bullshit. I'ma just leave this one little piece of advice right here, man. No matter what you do, I don't care how you do it, just stay on top of them books, bro. This is a message I've been hearing since high school year. Since freshman year in high school, bro. I done lost so many opportunities in high school. I can't stress this enough. You gotta stay on top of them books, bro. No matter how you do it, it don't matter, bro. You can't make excuses for yourself. For me, like Tim Mills said, you can have fun, you feel me? You can do what you gotta do. Cause I know school is not people's whole life. But you just gotta remember you're here for a reason. Feel me? And once you realize your purpose here, you'll find your success lies right within that. Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
No, for sure, though. Stay on top of them books and all that, because I damn near had homies, you know what I'm saying, back in high school who had D1, all, like, you know what I'm saying, D1 scholarships, like big colleges like Texas, Penn State,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, they losing it and not being able to go and have that, go to those colleges. All because they didn't have a good GPA. Now, a personal friend of mine, saying he going the JUCO route and all that. When I know that man is talented. He's talented. He's a good player, and he should be at this, you know what I'm saying, D1 school. He shouldn't be going JUCO or nothing like that. I'm saying he's a D1 athlete. But it's sad he had to go that route because he was just fooling around. He wasn't taking, he wasn't, he was, you know what I'm saying, he was joking around and No, it's sad, but hopefully he'll be fine though. Right.
Well, with that being said, I think it's about time we wrap this yarn up for me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the Dream Team Podcast, man. It's A Stacks.
Tell me.
For me. I just want y'all to remember, man, there's no dream too big, no dreaming too small, man. We dreaming. All 2024, we here for big things, man. And we here to fucking stay. Yes, sir.